Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ITD Cementation Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Welcome, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q4 FY23 conference call of ITD Cementation. Today, we are pleased to host senior management of the company, which is represented by Mr. Jayantha Basu, Managing Director, and Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, CFO. The meeting will start with a brief remarks by Mr. Basu and Mr. Patwardhan, after which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. This is Prasad Patwardhan, CFO of ITD Cementation, and I thank you all for joining us on this Q4 FY23 results con call. I will start with a brief introduction on the financial performance of the company during this quarter and for the year ended March 2023, and thereafter, I will hand over to Mr. Basu for his initial comments, and then we'll take questions from you. This quarter and this year, we have posted a very strong financial performance for the company with highest-ever turnover, profitability, order flows during the year, and order book as of March 2023. Our revenue for the quarter has been 1,631 crores as against 1,174 crores a year back, which represents an increase of about 40%. EBITDA has come in at 147 crores in this quarter as against 93 crores on a year-on-year basis. That's a growth of 58%. PAT for the quarter is 38 crores against 17 crores, a growth of 128% on a Y-on-Y basis. For the year ending March 2023, our consolidated revenue has crossed the 5,000 crore mark as against 3,809 crores in FY22, which represents a growth of about 34%. EBITDA is at 463 crores as against 338 crores, again a growth of about 37%. Profit after tax has crossed the 100 crore mark this year. We have reported a profit of 125 crores as against 69 crores a year back, which represents a growth of about 80% this year. Our balance sheet continues to remain healthy, or we have improved upon it to some extent, and the debt-equity ratio is net debt to equity is at about 0.22 times. During the year ended March 2023, we have secured new orders of over 8,000 crores, and that really bodes well and gives us visibility for revenue in the next year or two to come. That is all from my side at the moment. I will now hand over to Mr. Basu for his initial comments.
Good evening to all, and welcome to this con call. Thank you, Prasad, for sharing the financial numbers of last quarter and the year. It is evident that we have made substantial progress in last quarter. Our revenue has crossed 1,600 crores, which is to be around 1,000 crore few quarters back, so around 60% growth in the work in progress. With that, we also have good work in hand, close to 21,000 crores. The mix of the work in hand also is good because underground, metro, and marine components are most. If I touch upon the major contribution last quarter, Ganga Expressway has contributed a lot in the progress. And then few metro jobs underground, that is at Bangalore and Chennai. Marine jobs, Udangudi, Seabird, Ennore, Colombo have just started. And Sewak-Rongpo at tunnel job at North Bengal also going on well. So overall, all the segments, including few building jobs, they have done very good last quarter. We have got, apart from the work in hand, what we have, there are few big jobs under tender, in marine and underground sectors, some international jobs. So things are also looking good. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. This is in nutshell about the operational performance of last quarter and last year. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a very good set of Q4. Going forward, what will you guide for FY23 in terms of revenue, EBITDA, margins, PAT, and order inflow?
Well, I think we would maintain the same run rate in terms of the top line, and because we have got work in hand and those needs to be executed within the given time. So revenue, we can say the same run rate means 1,600, 1,700 crore per quarter. EBITDA will be around this. Maybe we'll touch double digit at the end of the year. And order inflow, last year we have secured around 8,000 crore job. This year also it should be at least 8,000 crore. That is our target.
8,000. So, and you just mentioned that we might touch double-digit margins going in FY24 itself. So, what exactly has changed in the last 2 years? That it is almost a 200 basis jump.
Last 2 years, we had some legacy jobs like elevated metro at Bangalore and some other places. So those we could not do better. Now those jobs are behind us, so that will contribute to the bottom line. In fact, for Bangalore Metro, we didn't declare any margin for 2 years, though we have done around 1,500 crore revenue during this period.
So all the legacy orders are behind us now?
Yes. Yes, some, like some claims and some certifications always the part of this business that will keep on going. But more or less, we are under control now.
Understood. And sir, you mentioned order inflow target of around 8,000 crores again. So do we have any preference regarding the segments where it will come from? And what is the pipeline as of today?
We expect that we may get some job from overseas, near the neighboring countries, in marine division, and underground metro at various places, as you know, the tender being floated. So that is what the two area we are focusing most at this stage. Specifically, underground metro job, as you know, being tendered at many places like Chennai and Calcutta and Kanpur. So we are trying to get some of them. Marine jobs also, few marine jobs in Maldives, Bangladesh, we are targeting.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that Ganga Expressway was a significant contributor for revenue in the last year. So how much did it contribute last year and how much will it contribute this year? And can you give us the major revenue contributors in terms of projects for the next year?
Ganga Expressway last year, I think, very, very, very limited.
Okay.
Last year means the year which has just got completed. Around 300 odd crores have contributed. But the important issue is that they have started the job in the month of January. So during this last quarter itself, it has contributed 300 crores at the beginning of the project, which is quite significant. And this year also, Ganga Expressway continued quite substantial in the top line. Yeah, and then Chennai Metro, Bangalore Metro, and few other marine jobs in Colombo and LCL. They are the main contributor this year.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Nikhil Abhyankar?
Hello.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, just a final question. We had announced an order of 8.8 billion for Thal Sena Bhavan, but it is not included in the order book as of now. So, is it L1 still?
No, I think we have secured this order in this last quarter. It is included in the order book, number what you are seeing.
Okay. Okay, because in that notification, it was mentioned 88 billion was the total order inflow, and in this presentation it is 88, right?
No, it's included.
That is included. It is included in the order book.
Okay. Okay, sir. I'll get back in the contact.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Kumar Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and congratulations for the strong performance for Q4 as well as FY 2023. But just, my first question is with respect to order inflow. So till December itself, we had 8,000 crore order inflow, and we were L1, two projects, including this Bangladesh transmission project. So what is the status of Bangladesh project as of now, that is 2,000 crore project?
Bangladesh project, we are still L1. That has still not been awarded to us, so it continues to be L1 as of date.
Okay. So 27 billion L1 is still there, apart from 20,000 crore order book we have, on closing basis, right?
L1 position is about 1,500-1,600 crores.
L1 is 1,600 crore. That is Bangladesh?
That is mainly Bangladesh. That's correct.
Okay. And last year, last 2 years, we are having good profit in JV, close to 32 crore. So this year, I think these JVs, because this metro project is over, so these kind of profit will not come in FY 2024. Is it right understanding?
No, I don't think your understanding is correct. You know, it depends on the order mix and where is the order that we are getting from. So if the JV orders are getting completed, we have got new orders in the standalone company as well. So I mean, the JV projects are, you know, they are our own projects. They are under our management, and we are executing those projects. So I mean, it just depends on where the orders come from. If the orders come in JVs, then they are, that is disclosed separately in our results. And if the orders are in the main company, then they are disclosed separately. So it's just a matter of presentation. Otherwise, there is no difference.
Okay. So 10% EBITDA margin, this is excluding of JV profit, right? Because this quarter itself, we have done about 9% EBITDA margin. So 10%-
We are talking about the overall profitability here. We are not differentiating between the JV projects and other projects. Whatever numbers, you know, the PAT is being reported, and we are going based on the reported numbers.
Okay. And this Chennai and Kolkata Metro, which you are under pipeline, so when do you expect these order to be, I mean, tendered or these two billion job? I mean, next 6 months or next 3 months, what is the timeline? Thank you.
Timeline depends upon how the client take it forward. We have submitted our bid, and technically, bids are all accepted and evaluated. Being evaluation of the price bid will happen once the tender is open. But generally speaking, it should be another by 2 to 3 months' time.
Okay. So that will be significant in the first half, I mean, order inflow. Can we-
Yeah, if we are lowest, if we get the job, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That is for sure. Okay, sir, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and thank you. So my first question is on this loss which we reported in our JV. Can you just highlight what is it regarding?
Yeah, some loss we have declared. You know, what happened, this job has been completed 2 years back, and the certification process also almost done. During the process of the work, we did some additional work for which ad hoc payment was received. But those certification is still getting delayed, and so we thought to provide that amount. as a loss. Yeah.
So, any more expected in here? I mean, which project would this be?
This is Delhi Elevated CC26.
Okay. And is this 28 crores of impairment that we see in our cash flow, this would be for the same? Sorry, come again. In our cash flow, we see 28 crores of impairment allowance on financial assets, non-financial assets. So is this the same or is something different?
No, it's not the same. The provision for doubtful debts is on the standalone. It's basically, you know, expected credit loss provision that we have taken in the books.
But
that is gone up from this amount is in the JV. That is why it is being disclosed separately.
Sorry, I missed that.
The 27 crore provision for doubtful debts is in the standalone entity, whereas this loss is in one of the JV projects which was completed a couple of years back. So this is different from the PDD, provision for doubtful debts.
Okay, but coming to provision for doubtful debt, I mean, it went from 9 odd crores to 28 now. Any reason? We were expecting that a lot of our legacy provisions, etc., were all done and dusted. So, why such a large number?
No, this is largely coming out of the expected credit loss provision. You know, it is a requirement under the accounting standards. So, that is how we have provided for it. We don't expect this amount to result in a loss. But the accounting standard requires us to make this provision, and based on that we have made this provision in the books. But we expect to recover the money in full. That is why it's just a provision; it is not a write-off.
Okay, fair enough. Sure. And then in the last call, we had mentioned that by Q1 of FY24 we should be closer to or almost doing double-digit margins. But I think now in the opening remark we mentioned that it might be towards the end of the year. What am I missing? I mean, are we delaying what double-digit margin guidance we had given earlier?
No. We have never said that we will achieve double-digit margin in Q1. We have always said that this will be a gradual process and you will see the improvement during this year, that is FY24. And Mr. Basu made those initial comments. He said that you will see that during the year. Now, exactly in which quarter that will happen, it remains to be seen. But the trend is towards improvement in margins, and we should be reaching that stage sometime during this year.
And when we say double digits, do we include the JV in that or we don't?
That's correct, we do.
We do include, okay, fair enough. And so my last question is on order inflow. I mean, across various infra companies, I mean, the order booking for this quarter was substantially higher than what they have booked in quarter three or in the first 9 months. We have not seen that kind of order book. So, is it that the competition has increased or currently we have our plates full and hence we don't want to go aggressive on that? I mean, what's the thought process there?
No, I think it's a mix of everything and there is a timeline issue. Which company has bid for which job and when, that matters. Because in our segment like marine or underground segment, we might not have got any order in last quarter. But prior to that, we have got. We see in totality. At totality, if you see, our order book has increased a lot in this year, 8,000 crore plus.
And so my last question on this Karnataka, what you have, the circular which had come out, they're not stopping all work, not releasing payments. So if you can just highlight what, I mean, we have explained what our exposure there is, but how much is it to the local government? Is there any changes in the kind of work we do?
No, I don't think there is any issue with that. There is some statement somebody told me. We are doing two major work in Karnataka. One is underground metro at Bangalore, which is totally funded by either by ADB or by JICA or somebody. And it is a joint venture of state government and central government. So there is no way that if this job, because in fact, the new government also trying to increase the progress to achieve some milestone about the underground metro. So there is no issue. And second job we are doing, that is a defense job, Indian Navy at Project Seabird Karwar. That has got no connection with the state government. So I don't think it needs to be taken in the face value of what we are doing.
Fair enough. Fine. Sure. Great. And Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Rathi from Right Shopping Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. One question is about the provision for income tax. I think this quarter the provision seems something like 45%. So what is the reason for that and what is the guidance for next quarter onwards?
Well, the provision for tax is worked out not on the profit before tax that you see in the reported numbers, but there is an element of some losses that we have taken in the JV projects or the provision for doubtful debts, the expected credit loss that we have recognized during the quarter. So that gets added back to the profit and hence the taxable profit for computing the tax liability is higher. And the tax provision is made on that number, not on the PBT that you see on the face of our results.
Okay, so what is the guidance for next quarter onwards? Would it be something like 25-26% or more than that?
Gradually it should come to that level. I think next quarter onwards it should be around 25%.
Okay. My second question is about the top line for 24. I think we'll be doing substantial Ganga Expressway project next year, which should be something around 1800 to 2000 as guided before. So if I deduct that from the top line guidance of about 20-25% growth, the rest of the thing, there is no growth at all, it seems. So how do you explain that?
No, but why should we deduct that turnover? This is an order that we have won. We are in the process of executing the order. We must definitely consider it when we look at the growth of the company's revenue this year as versus the previous year. There is no reason for us to exclude the turnover from the Ganga Expressway project.
Okay, understood. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ramanan Venkateswaran from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and congratulations for a great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions. Again, like last time, I know projects where threshold levels for margin recognition have not been reached, one. Second is the Bangalore Elevated Expressway. Do we expect completion by the end of first quarter, probably second quarter of this year? That is the second. And last, of course, is, what do we see as the project pipeline for us going forward?
I think I start from the last one. Project pipeline, as we have been discussing, we have where is it gone? Around 17,000 crore domestic tenders are in the pipeline. There are a few international job put together will be around 3,000 to 4,000 crores. And in the domestic, part of them are marine and part of them are underground metro and some building. And internationally, I have got two marine jobs in Bangladesh and one job in Maldives. These are the main jobs we are targeting and we are actively working for, in tender process. Now, your second question was Bangalore Metro Elevated. Bangalore Metro Elevated, in all respects, now it is completed. That is, the physical work is completed.
Okay.
Our two jobs already have got the taken over certificate. That is, as you know, in Whitefield area, the trains are already running. So they have taken over. And the other side also, one job they have taken over. Last one, which is near, what is the name? I forgot. Anyway. So that job also, the last span of the bridge, which was under construction, is over now. So in physical sense, all the work in Bangalore Metro has been completed.
Okay.
Now what are the first question?
And for you to say that this is fully completed, where everything gets sorted out, it will take 3 to 6 months for you post that?
Completed, the physical work has been completed. Now our balance remaining part, that is finalization of the pre-final bill, final bill, reconciliation of the material, winding up of the site. So those things will continue. Normally for such a big job, it continues to 6 to 7 months time, minimum.
Okay. And my first question was projects where, you know, where we have not yet reached threshold levels for margin recognition in the last quarter.
Among the larger projects that could be are the project that we are executing in Colombo and the Thal Sena project that was awarded to us last year, I think. Other than that, we are recognizing margin of almost all the other projects.
Okay. So in terms of value, how much would that be? Because the previous year we had something like 200 crores of revenue did not have margin recognition.
Mr. Ramanan, I don't have that number at the moment. Maybe offline we can reconnect and share
sure.
that number.
Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on good set of numbers and strong execution. I just wanted to understand one thing on the accounting part of it. Is that we have paid a very high tax at consolidated level as compared to the earlier year. I just wanted to understand going ahead, what would be, are we shifting to a lower tax rate of 25-26%?
Yes, yes, we will see the tax rate coming down to 25%. It's just like the PBT that we have reported in this quarter is after considering, you know, a provision for the expected credit loss and some losses that we have taken on our JV projects. So the actual PBT on which the tax liability is computed is higher than the number that you see in the reported financials. So that is the reason, but gradually next, you know, from the subsequent quarters, we will see the tax rate coming down to around 25%.
But sir, even if I take the entire year, we have actually paid more than what. I understand on quarter four part, usually the adjustment needs to be done. But overall, as a year itself, we have paid more tax, right?
Well, I don't think we have made more tax. The tax computation has been done correctly. As I mentioned, there are two, three components, the profit loss on the joint ventures and the provision for doubtful debts or the expected credit loss. If you adjust the reported PBT for these numbers and calculate the tax at 25%, you will come to the number that is mentioned in our reported numbers.
Oh, okay, sir. I'll probably do it. Another thing being, sir, on the share of profits that you get from joint venture, now we have been doing some consistently 30 plus for the last 2 years. Just wanted to understand, do you think we can maintain it, the profitability at this level?
No, in fact, the order mix in our order book is changing. You know, we are getting more and more projects in the standalone company and there is no need for us to go into joint ventures. So if the order, you know, if the order book is largely in the standalone companies, then the profitability will also be in the standalone entity. And the profit or loss from the JV projects will taper off. We may see some profits in the current year, that is FY24. But beyond that, we don't see any significant contribution coming in from JV projects.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Congruence Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First question would be, are we seeing any delay in project execution or any project has been like what any timeline we have specific and then it has been delayed due to feasibility issues or political issues anywhere?
No, not really.
Okay. And so the total order tendered would be, what would be the number? I think I just missed out that.
Tender under pipeline.
Are you talking about tenders in pipeline or submitted?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm talking about the total tendered we have done till date. For the project pipeline, so coming up the upcoming projects.
Around 17,000 crores tender we are pursuing.
And we have the conversion ratio of 20%, right? So that is what we have maintained initially.
Yeah, that is what has been the historical data, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, sir, with that perspective, if you look into it, we have already at 20,000 crore, and if you see this conversation, it would be around 3,500 crore. So, on a total order book, it is less than 20% growth. So, are we seeing any slowdown in the economic scenario, or what are we looking into it?
No, I don't think so, because we have a plan for this year, and we know this year how much work we can execute from the work whatever in hand, and how much work we should secure to meet our target. And we are comfortable with that, whatever tenders we are pursuing, or whatever future prospect we have. I think it's okay.
Okay. And sir, we have started the Sri Lanka port work, or it will be start from this April, like this Q1 FY24?
Work already started. Permanent work already has started installing foundation work at Sri Lanka and then Colombo.
Okay. Okay. So recognition will be flow in from this this fiscal year.
Yeah, it's an initial time, so it will take few, maybe 2 quarters to come to a threshold limit.
And sir, last question would be we have guided a revenue of 6,500 crores. That's correct, right? I heard that.
Yeah, 6,500 crores. I think that is the number we have mentioned last time.
So this is the number actually what we have to previously said is we have been executing 6,000 crores. Now we have reached that. So, are we seeing that the execution pipeline would be more stronger in the terms, because we have been saying that this is the higher growth in the terms of revenue. So, are we seeing the execution period will be more faster, or we are seeing the order book will be more stronger and the execution will be what we have assumed?
See, it depends upon the size of the job you do. I mean, nowadays, you see the job, what we are doing, are quite big, but at the same time, for a small job and for a big job, completion times are almost same, 2 years to 2.5 years. So naturally, if you have to execute job like Ganga Expressway or Bangalore Metro, or even other main job, tangible job, so run it will be much better than previously what you used to do.
Okay, sir. So the total order book, if we see, is 20,000, and we are saying that the execution pipeline would be 2.5 years. So, are we being conservative in the revenue guidance? Because if we convert also by 2.5 years, it would be much better revenue in terms of execution. If we not
order inflow. You also think what could be the number.
Okay. No issue. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question, sir. So most of my questions are already answered, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, but the volume for you is very low. If you could please speak closer to the mic, it would be better.
Hello. Is it better now?
Yes, this is much better.
Sir. Yeah.
Sure, thank you. So bookkeeping question. So when I look at our order backlog and look at the geographical breakup that you've given in your presentation, Gujarat number seems to have come down substantially. I mean, from some 1,800 odd crore rupees to 800 crore. So have you removed any order from there? And same is the case with Marine. I mean, there's a sharp drop sequentially. So what would explain this drop in the Gujarat or let's say Marine number?
Well, I think there are two factors. Normally, marine jobs are executed very fast. I mean, if you have an underground metro, if you take 4.5 years to 5 years, same kind of marine job we execute in 2 years. So that is one thing. And second, a few of the Adani contract, small job, 2 or 3 jobs, which we have now not taken in the, because they are temporarily suspended. So unless we know what will be the final stand, so we have removed it from the order book.
Sure. But it's fair to assume that some of these projects should be essentially new, wherein you were still to start, and which is where you would have decided to kind of give these projects back. I mean, wherever you have already made some progress, I mean, the idea would be to kind of go and continue, because, I mean, last time you highlighted the payment cycle is still good for Adani orders.
Well, Adani payment cycle is still very good. Ganga Expressway, we are getting paid within 10 to 15 days of our billing. But I think I have also mentioned that there are two kinds of job we are doing for Adani. Some jobs, they are captive jobs. They want to build their own facility at their own port. So that they have kept in hold for few more months or quarters. So hopefully they will start and we will start the work again.
And as far as Ganga is concerned, the execution cycle is 27 months for us?
Yes.
Okay, and we are on track, right? I mean, to be able to finish, we would be able to finish it in that kind of timeline.
Yeah, 27 months for 5,000 crore job is very tight. But so far, the way it is going on, we are hopeful that we'll be able to do that.
Sure. And so, in terms of capex, it's been on a higher side this year, more than 400. I'm assuming, I mean, this would be essentially because of Chennai and the Bangalore underground. So what ideally should be the number for the next year? I mean, assuming, I mean, this is the order backlog. I understand, I mean, if you were to get some new order wherein, I mean, you're required enough to procure some new equipment, it could go higher. But then otherwise, what ideally should be the number? I'm assuming it will be the same mix that you would be able to have in FY24 in terms of order inflows.
Well, it depends upon the mix, type of the job. Essentially, for the underground metro, you have very high, you know, the machine costs are very high, like tunnel boring machine, fence cutter, etc., which you have to purchase for Bangalore and Chennai. So definitely it will come down because we don't expect that much of underground metro job will be bid for, and even if we bid, already the machines what we have, those can be utilized.
Sure. And also, I mean, if you could share your thoughts on the debt part as well. This quarter, the net debt has come down substantially. Part of it is, I am assuming, is explained by the year-end phenomena wherein the government authorities tend to release payments because they want to exhaust their budgets. Fair to assume we'll normalize in Q1 and Q2, and again we'll get to have similar sort of reduction in Q4 or Q3 because H2 generally tends to be better in terms of payment cycle.
Yeah, that's correct. That is what we have seen over the years, and we expect that to continue.
Sure. Thank you. And that's it for my end. All the very best for future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alicia Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Just needed two clarifications to comments made earlier. One, we said that our pipeline currently for 24 is about 17,000 crores, and we normally have a hit rate of 20%. But we've also mentioned that the kind of order inflow we're looking for is 8,000 crores. So there's a significant gap. If you could just help me understand this.
See, the tenders keep on coming. I mean, it is not that whatever we start with, that will be the whole year figure. Again, we'll get some new tender tomorrow, next month, so on and so forth. So far, we have got 17,000 crore. We may get some job from there. Again, new tender will come. So it goes like that.
While I understand that, these are tenders that are currently announced, so at least we know that they can get finalized in the next 1 year. We know that this is a slow and a long process. Anything new that gets announced, will it get closed in the financial year for us to see the kind of inflow we're targeting?
Yes, if you target big job, each job 5,000, 6,000 crore, like that 4 or 5 tender if you do, you may expect some order from there. So it's a process of whole year. And 17,000 crore, whatever we have, it may increase next month also. So it is quite achievable. I think 8,000 crore new order is not very difficult task.
Sure, understood. Great. And my second question is with respect to margins. We did mention that we target double-digit margins. Are we targeting it for the full year, or are we saying sometime during the year we will hit it in some or a particular quarter, but it may not be double-digit for the entire year?
So it depends upon how it goes. Gradually, our margin will be better and better. Now it is around 9%. Maybe next quarter it will be a little bit more than that. So end of the year, how much, where we are, that need to see. But we'll hit double-digit margin in this year. That is what we expect. Some quarter.
In some quarter. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Mehta from Bank of India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for very good set of numbers. Most of my questions have been answered. I just had two questions. First is regarding our legacy Bangalore Metro order. Sir, what is the expected receivables which is still pending and including the claims which may have to charge them?
Well, Bangalore Metro, as far as financials are concerned, we have our pre-final bill and final bill submitted and being submitted for last job. So that needs to be certified. The amount receivable is, I have to check up. I don't have the number immediately with me. But physically work is completed as I have just mentioned. And you need to see how
fast. Approximate number will also do.
Approximate number also will do.
Well, we can get back to you offline on this. It's not readily available right now with us.
Sure, sir. And my second question is regarding margins. Like you said, that slowly and steadily your margins will improve, and by this year we will hit double digit any quarter. So is it fair to assume that with current order book which we are having, in FY25 we will have double digit margin for full year as well?
Yes, that is the expectation based on the whatever work we have, and if we get few jobs with good margin, we should have double digit margin next year for sure. Yes.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaitra Mayani from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Jaitra Mayani, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed.
Yeah, yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Okay, so my first question is, when I look at the balance sheet, on the asset side, there is a line item called contract assets, which is unbilled work in progress. I wanted to ask if we have a number for the same thing as in contract liabilities, because I don't see that mentioned.
No, there is no number as contract liabilities, but the corresponding number would be included in other current liabilities, I guess. Yes.
And would you be able to give the breakup for that, or is it just clubbed as other current liabilities?
No, it is in the range of 375-400 crores.
Okay. And my second question is, if you could give a rough number for the CapEx next year.
CapEx this year, that is FY23, has been about 300 crores.
Okay, and next year, what would be the rough estimate?
Next year, it will be lower than this. This year has been a bit different because of the orders that we have secured in the last year and in the previous year earlier. So, we don't expect the capex to be that high this year. I guess it could be in the range of 100 or 100 plus crores in this year.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sunil M. Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So just one question. You being in this business and this India experience, so many years of experience, what precaution are we taking to, you know, lose money on some maybe because of some external reasoning, and internally you try your best to have a solid contract, very clear guidelines and terms and conditions. What precautional additional we are precaution taking with your past experience that we may not lose very big on any project? If you can detail a little bit on qualitatively.
Yeah, I think it starts from the process of selection of the bid. So we have our own risk mitigation system in our company. So which bid to go for, not to go for, that is the first and foremost important thing that we do. And then the selection of the, once we select the bid and if we submit the bid, while submitting also we take care of the risk which is involved for this job. Some job may have got different type of risk, more risk or less risk, that we factor in our price. And then eventually when you get the job, when it comes to operation, we have to put a proper plan and methodology and put proper person there, people there to execute the job. This is how it goes.
My question I'm trying to understand is compared to, say, last 2000-2007 upcycle of CapEx, so many companies have got very big orders, big business, but ultimately they lost very huge money also. So what precaution, what learning, what experience we are utilizing to maybe avoiding those type of some unfortunate things which it can happen to us?
Yeah, I think we should have a separate session with you because this is a very big subject. But you have to understand that we are in this business for last 90 years plus. We have got our inherent culture to risk mitigate and risk mitigation committee. So it's a big subject. It depends upon which segment we are working, what is the area geographically, who are the client, and what team we have, what machines we have. Many factors are there. And we apply our knowledge and experience to mitigate the risk.
Thank you, sir. Wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us on this Q4 FY23 earnings call. We look forward to interacting with you again in the next quarter. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.